Welcome to Soulful Travel Adventures with me, Shamise Daniel. Join me for an hour of soul-stirring conversations with world-renowned lightworkers, shamans, alchemists, and other incredible spiritual leaders whose insights may reveal pathways to becoming the best, most authentic version of you. I believe that the ability to access, trust, and act on your deepest dreams and desires is the only way to create a life that truly resonates with who you are. Discover your magic, break through your limitations, and awaken to your truest self. Soulful Travel Adventures starts now. Hello, beautiful soul travelers. So welcome to Soulful Travel Adventures with me, Shamise Daniel. And we have an amazing show lined up for you today. We will be talking about all things energetic hooks, and this is such an important topic for us to cover, especially now with so much collective chaos going on. We need to know how to safeguard our energy so we can run optimally, especially during a year where many of us are feeling a little pressure with our abundance, with our purpose, with our passion, just feeling so limited, feeling so stuck with everything that's going on. So I hope today's show inspires you to get your groove back on, to get those fires of your mojos kindled and moving once again so that we don't become stuck. We can get that creative passion and fire going once again. And my special guest today, Patty Sexton, is an expert in this area of keeping us energetically running optimally, running in our sovereignty, and our ability to create gracefully and effortlessly. She is a medical intuitive. She's been doing this for 30 years, and she helps people keep their energy clear with her sessions that focus a lot on maintaining our physiological health, helping us run optimally, helping our body move that energy to give us the energy that we need to create things in our life, to help us focus, to help us really tune into our soul's desires, our heart's yearnings, and help us move ahead into our full creation potential. She is also my mother, and she keeps me running optimally and grooving and doing all the things that are magical and miraculous and important to me every single day. And we will be taking live callers, and we will have an amazing giveaway from Patty today. So please stay tuned for the show so that you can hear all of the amazing goods that will be happening today. So Patty Sexton has been helping people for so long in so many issues. I know personally, she's helped my family with so many issues over the years. She even helped my ex-husband get over Guillain-Barré syndrome, which many of you may have not heard of, but it's when your body begins to basically become paralyzed, your extremities, your legs, on up. It can be a terrifying disease because if it begins to go into your vital organs, it can actually shut them down. And when you go to the doctor, they basically just monitor you and hope that it doesn't begin to move into your heart or things like that where it can begin to shut it down. He literally could not walk. And within 3 days of her creating a custom blend oil for him, his body began to reawaken. He was able to begin to start moving his arms and his legs and seeing dramatic improvement to the point when he went back to the physician had never seen anything work this quickly before. And he was incredibly impressed with how quickly she had turned it around. He said, you know, he had never seen any of treatments work like that. And she has done so many amazing things over the years. I couldn't even explain all of it. So without further ado, here's Patty Sexton to, there we go.
Well, am I unmuted?
Yes. So thank you. Thank you for joining us today. I'm so excited for everyone to learn about all that you do.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm sorry for the confusion and the delay. I don't know what happened, but
well, stuff happens. So can you explain to everyone in our audience that may not be familiar with energetic hooks, what they are, how they can affect people?
Hooks can happen from a lot of different people. You can get hooked from somebody from the store, a family member, a friend, a coworker. It doesn't mean that they're intentionally doing something bad. Hooks sound like something bad, but it really isn't. They can energetically take your energy down. You can feel drained of energy. And what I can do is go in and unhook them. Some people have physical ailments, like your back might be hurting or anything like that. So what you do is I'll go in and take them out and unhook those people from you. And you might have multiple ones. You might have one, you might have several. You might have somebody that's trying to hook into you, but it's just like scratching. They haven't really got through to you yet. Does that explain what it is?
Absolutely. Okay. So what are some of the most common side effects that people can experience when they have hooks?
A lot of people have shoulder pain, back pain. They might feel sick to their stomach. They might have a headache. They might just feel extremely drained with their energy. So that's the most common that I see.
And what are some ways that you've helped people eliminate these hooks? What are some of the experiences that some of your clients have had working with you?
Well, they get immediate relief. Say somebody's hooked into their back, and then they get immediate relief so that they don't have that pain anymore. I have oil blends that can help them protect themselves. So that people can't get in and hook them as much. There's salt blends, bath salt blends that can help with that. I have several different oil blends that can help protect them. One of them is Mama Patty's Pimp Oil. That's one of the more popular ones. So the hookers can stay out, stay in your own corner, you know.
Right. I've personally used it. It is absolutely amazing stuff. You know, I think people don't really understand, especially this year, especially with, you know, the collective chaos and with so much fear constantly surrounding us. People are afraid that they're going to get sick. People are afraid, you know, that they're going to lose their business or their home. You know, there's just so much going on this year. And I don't think people realize how much that energy can push up against you constantly. And then it starts to drain you. You may not have those same fears, but you will pick it up and it will begin to play out in your own life. And personally, my experience with this oil is, feels like you're just in a beautiful energy cocoon where you can focus, you can, you know, create without that fear opposition, without feeling like there's so much interference, not feeling those emotional dips. I think that's one of the biggest things that people begin to feel is the emotional highs and lows. Do you notice that with your personal clients, that they can feel amazing and great 1 minute, and then the next minute they feel incredibly defeated or depressed?
Absolutely. I had a gentleman this morning get a hold of me, and he thought something was wrong with his heart. And it was very urgent because something's wrong. I don't know what it is. And it actually was a hook in his heart. And so I removed it, and he instantly started feeling the relief. He wasn't worried anymore. You know, the pain wasn't there. So the fear started diminishing very fast.
Perfect. So taking into consideration this year and everything everyone's experiencing this year with so much just limitation, you know, within their daily lives. Maybe they're not going to work, you know, maybe the whole family is home, so it's a lot harder to do your personal care, your self-love. You know, you're being interrupted a lot more often. You can't go out and do some of your passion points, the things that really light you up, because maybe those things are closed. So how does making sure that no one is hooking into your energy and your energy is staying clear, how does it help you actually accelerate the things that you want to create in your life, taking a year like this into consideration?
Well, everybody's pretty much in total chaos in their home life, in their job life, everything.
Right.
Go out in the community if you can go, because a lot of people can't go. They've got that fear factor. So we want to take that into consideration and get rid of all of that. We want to protect ourselves. There's all different oil blends that I have that can protect you so that you don't have the fear. They can protect you from hookers. They can keep you motivated, help you create your passion, all different things like that. There's all different oil blends that you can use to help benefit yourself in all different ways. You can diffuse them, you can put them on your body. I always give different places to put them. It may be your solar plex, you know, if you need to release energetically and emotionally. So you can put that on your solar plex. You can put it on the well of dreams. You might put it on your wrist. If people are having, getting hooked at night, it's a good thing to put it on like a cotton ball and put it in a Ziploc bag. And the only reason I say a Ziploc bag, partly closed, is because it saves your pillow and your pillowcase from getting stained. That's the only reason. But put it in there for at night, because a lot of the hookers want to come in and get you at night while you're sleeping. I know some people have a hard time understanding, you know, all this. But it is true. You know, you can walk down the sidewalk, say, and somebody looks at you and thinks, oh my gosh, she is so gorgeous. I wished I could be that gorgeous. You know, or they look so fit. They're so energized. You know, I wished I had some of that energy. So they want to pull that from you. They hook into you unintentionally a lot of times, but they want to hook into you so that they can get some of that energy.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. So for everyone listening that's not really familiar with maybe some of the verbiage or terms, what we're referring to is often called energy vampires. So I want you to just think about it within this context. You walk into someone's home and you've never been there before, and all of a sudden you can feel incredibly heavy, depressed, you know, maybe a little creeped out, depending on the situation or circumstance. And you can't figure out why you are so excited and you are so happy, you know, to get together with this group of friends. And then all of a sudden, you feel just drained and weird. And that's, you know, a lot of the residual energy in the home. Same, you can have the same experience with people. You can meet someone and not in person, and then go and meet them in person, and you can't figure out why, you know, you feel like you have to guard yourself. You feel like you have to protect yourself, or the opposite. You can be around somebody and you pick up their energy and you just feel excited and feel like anything's possible and so happy. So most of us are constantly picking up energy from other people in the environment. We're just not consciously aware that that's what it is. We're not, you know, taking the pause to realize that the person or the environment we were just around, you know, affected our energy. So I'm sure most of us could sit back and realize how often this happens throughout our day. Go to work You can be in a really bad mood and you get to work. Everybody's in a great mood, so you're in a great mood. So energy is infectious. You know, whether we're conscious of it or not, it's incredibly infectious, and we all pick it up. We're all sensitive to it. It's just some people have a more heightened sensitivity because they're more consciously aware, and they take the pause. They slow everything down to really read into, you know, the energy of their environment. So I'm sure if we all sat and thought about it for a moment, we'd realize how common this actually is. So, Patty, how do you feel about taking a caller, a live caller?
Absolutely. I'd love to.
Perfect. Jen from Florida.
Yep. And we've got Jen from Florida on the line. Jen, you're on with Shamise Daniel.
Hello.
Hi. How are you?
I'm doing good. Is this Patty?
Yes. Hi, Jen.
Hi. Hi. How are you?
I am great. Thank you.
Good, good. I love your stuff. I really do. I find it very magical.
thank you.
So, you're welcome. You're welcome. Hold on. Let me just close the door. So I'm sure you know, just through like the group and whatnot, I'm very psychic. I'm very empathic. And I'm still living with my mom right now until I'm able to like transition, you know, support myself completely financially. And I can go down the staircase, and I use the oils, I use things. Maybe I'm not using the right one. Yesterday I went down the staircase, and I was alone in the kitchen, and I felt the entire argument and fight that they went through. I know the details of it, but I thought it was mine at first until I'm like, wait a minute, this is not my stuff. So, you know, not that she told me what happened, but I just know. And I have a challenge with like keeping my energy always high. I can dip easy. So I'm curious if you could recommend something. What would support me in keeping my energy vibe nice and high, even at work? Because I'm so empathic, you know.
Well, orange oil is a really good one. I have different blends that you can look at, energizing you. I was trying to think the name of one of them right off the top of my head. But I can tell you, you have a hook in your back right now because it's killing my back. It's at the middle to lower part. Can I remove that?
Yes, please.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear what you said. A what?
You have a hook in the middle of your back, middle to lower part of your back, and can I unhook that?
Absolutely.
Okay.
How's your lower back been today, Jennifer?
I've been in a lot of lower back pain, so that's very accurate.
Okay, I'm removing that as we speak, and it's a woman. I would say in her early to mid-50s.
Yes, it's my mom.
Okay, I've got that unhooked. You should start feeling better. But one thing to, I have blends that have like for motivation to keep your passion, you know. Sorry, I felt like somebody else was trying to hook you at the same time I was trying to talk and I was losing my concentration on it. But, you know, there's a lot of different oils out there. You can look through my website and see what one resonates to you the most. You've got the UGG oil. That's a good one. That helps you from picking up, like, feeling somebody else's. You can even feel like you're getting sick from somebody. Say you have thyroid issues. You think that you have a thyroid issue, and it really is not you. You are picking it up from somebody else. Or the flu, or anything like that. It feels like you've got it, but you know that it's really not you, but it's somebody else. That egg oil is really, really good for that. There's different ones for motivation, for your passion, you know, to keep that energy high.
It's hard to hear you.
I'm sorry, can you hear me? I'll turn the volume up a little bit, see if that helps.
Yeah, Thank you.
Is that helping?
Yeah, I didn't hear the oil that you said. Like egg oil, did you say?
The egg that you have?
I can't hear you.
The egg oil?
Yeah, I didn't hear the oil name.
Ugg. UGH.
Okay. Yeah, and I get a little bit frustrated because I really do practice like and good energy management, and like I do my work. I don't understand why that continues to happen. Is it just something that happens to people, or is it like am I could level up on something?
No, it happens to everybody. We all have to. And another thing, you know, change your oils up. Don't use the same one every day, because then your body gets used to it. You want to change things up, you know, like the Bitch Be Gone to keep everybody away from you. You know, that might be one that you might want to spray over you so that you don't pick up all that other people's stuff. And then the next day you might want to use the hemp oil, or, you know, change it up, because your body gets used to the oils, immune to them, so that they don't help as well if you don't change things up and rotate them out. The egg oil, you know, just all of them.
Right. Well, and too, one thing I've noticed a lot in my own sessions, part of the reason that, you know, hooking can become more prevalent is we have to remember our own focus. Our energy follows our focus. So if we're always focusing on someone else, especially a situation or a person that's particularly problematic, what it can do is we can create our own line. It's not necessarily a hook, but our energy is running directly into their energy field, which then opens up a path for that person to be able to hook us, piggyback on that same line and hook right into us much faster. So if we don't like someone's energy, we definitely do not want to focus on them. We want to stay very clear, very solution oriented, you know, create what's wonderful and magical in our own lives and not get distracted by any of the chaos. But we are going to go to a commercial break, and when we return, we're going to go even deeper into ways that we can safeguard our energy, some tips on keeping ourselves clear and making sure that our focus and our energy are running congruent so we can create everything we desire. So stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to go even deeper.
Time to shake out your money-making truth on Soul Wisdom Abundance with Jennifer Bloom, creating wealth from spiritual health on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show is more than your roadmap to success. It's your compass to abundance through joy and ease. Jennifer Bloom teaches you about the soul's relationship to money and wealth, and how improving that relationship serves both you and the world. Learn more at JenniferBloom.com.
Hello friends, I am Terry J. Walker with the I Am Power Hour, and here is your soul stretching success tip of the day. Two very important and life-changing words, I am. I have an alphabet game I wanted to share with you today. Start with the letter A and come up with as many positive words as you can think of and place those affirmative I am words before them. For example, I am abundant. Move to the letter B and do the same thing. I am beautiful, and so on. This requires you to actually focus on coming up with positive words and learn to state your affirmations with conviction, validation, and focus. Begin to say them numerous times a day. Learn to say them with feeling and belief, and you will begin to see your confidence, your focus, and your self-worth evolve. Hope you have a beautiful, successful day, and I'll see you next time.
Your favorite Transformation Talk radio shows are now on Spotify. What? Simply search out your favorite host or show by name, tap the subscribe button, and boom! With over 150 million active monthly users on Spotify, Transformation Talk Radio is thrilled to expand our reach so you never have to miss an episode. Well, what the heck are you waiting for? Log into Spotify and subscribe now.
Are you searching? Looking for a sign? A message you need to hear? From the great unknown? From the most mysterious place that is the most familiar to your soul and the depths of who you are? The universe put someone here to talk to, someone God gave a blessing to that you may find insight with. TheAngelLady.net. 1-800-323-1790.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Welcome back to Soulful Travel Adventures, and today we have the amazing Patty Sexton talking to us about how to keep ourselves clear and be hook-free. So, Patty, is there anything that you could offer our listeners for guidance on what they could do to stay in their power and stay energetically clear?
Yes, I have several different clearing oils. You can also get them in a bath salt if you prefer a bath salt instead of the clearing oil. I have sage bundles that you can use to clear your area in your house. Always make sure that you open up windows and things like that. But yes, there's several different oils that you can use for clearing the energy out.
Okay. Yes. Perfect. And would you be willing to walk us through a small energy practice that we could use to remain energetically clear? What do you do for your 5-minute process of keeping yourself really clear from hooks?
Well, I like to make sure that the house is clear first, or my space, sage everything, diffuse different oils, whatever. I also like to start at my root chakra above it and go right on through. And I use what I call the snake coil. You can visualize a white snake coming down through your crown and coiling all the way around all your chakras until you get to the root chakra and go right into Mother Earth. And then you visualize a red snake coming up from the ground, going the opposite way, opening up all the way around all of your chakras, all the way up, and releasing it into the universe. That opens everything up. It also keeps you clear. It helps you more energized because your body's more buzzing with a little bit more energy. You might feel a little bit warmer from just opening everything up and having everything flow a lot better. That's a very easy way. And if, say, it starts to come through and it stops right at your third eye, just visualize going around and around and around. That means that third eye is closed, or it's open and closing. You want to keep visualizing it going around and around until it goes right on through. Say you get down to your solar plex and it does the same thing. It wants to skip over those two. Make it go back up and visualize, like I say, going around and around until you get that open. Excuse me, that's very common. A lot of people have problems with it. They say, oh my gosh, you know, it just skipped through 2 or 3 of them. What do I do? Make it go back up and start over until it opens up. And that's a very easy way to keep everything open and flowing. Keep yourself clear. Protect yourself. I like to take salt baths. I like to spray myself. if I know that I'm going out shopping, or if I have to go into a meeting that can be kind of chaotic, I'll spray my bitch be gone all over me. I carry it in my pocket or my purse, and they vanish. They leave it alone, you know. It's just easy little ways like that that you can protect yourself.
So for people that don't know how to run their energy or can't visualize it, is just the intention of the process you described enough?
Yes. Say they want to look up and say, okay, I'm going to visualize the snake coming down. And with the visualization or the intention of the visualization, they can do that. But like I say, if it starts skipping, just say, okay, we're going to start over again, and we're going to go to my third eye. My third eye wanted to skip over that. So we're going to look and just envision that it is going to do that, or with your intention, it's going to.
So for people who don't know that it's skipping because they can't see energy or read energy, is there generally some type of indication that they will receive that it's skipping? Maybe will they receive a little bit of a pain or discomfort in a particular area of their body, and that's their indication that process that you described of it skipping or being blocked is not working?
Say if it's a third eye, for example, they may have a slight headache. They may feel like their sinuses are really clogged. If it's their throat, they feel like they can't speak. Nothing's coming out. They feel hoarse. They feel like they have a frog in their throat, or their stomach around their solar plexus, sacral. Any of that, if they have a pain there or just feel really sluggish, that's an indication that that's what's going on. And to keep that enforcement going on with your intention that I'm going to get this through. I'm going to be okay. Does that make sense to you? Does that explain it more?
Right. Absolutely. And just, I think, you know, my understanding of the process you described with the white snake. Now, if I'm understanding this correctly, what you're asking for is pulling down that energy of source, correct? That's why it's a white snake. It's what it is actually, you know, a stream of source energy coming down, and the red snake coming up is Gaia energy. It's that deep earth star. So what you're doing is you're infusing your body as above, so below with both, you know, source energy and Gaia physical plane energy to run all of your physiological chakras and keep them running optimally and flowing optimally. And then that source energy goes in and helps with all of the etheric light bodies. So every part of you is running congruently. Is that what I'm understanding?
Yes. You will usually feel warmer. You will feel like you're glowing a little bit more. And when you get that feeling, you know that you've opened that up. If you still have, my stomach still doesn't feel right, go ahead and say again, I'm going to clear my sacral, my solar plex, wherever it is, and let that push right on through. Either push down or push up, whichever you feel. If it's lower or whatever, you just keep intending that, and that will help open that up. But normally you will get like a warm feeling or a tingling, you know, because you're running a lot faster and a lot better. You've opened all that energy up.
Right. And I know with my personal experience, you know, daily energy management is of the utmost importance. We need to run our energy and clear our energy every single day. So are there any suggestions that you can offer people on how they can keep their energy running optimally every day? Are there some tips or tricks so that when they do go through and do a process as you just described, they don't have such deep blocks, or, you know, their energy tries to deviate around that particular chakra so that they are always, you know, running optimally. All of their energy centers are flowing nicely and staying open. I know root chakra closure is a big problem this year because of so much of the fear frequency that's going out. So do you have any tips or tricks to help that people could use consistently to help them maintain optimal energetic, you know, rate of speed?
Well, one thing that's really good to help keep you clear and cleansed, lemon oil is a good one. If lemon juice is good, you can put some in your bath water. You can use it in a bath salt. You can drink it. That's a clearing. That's one easy one to remember. I have different blends that have a lot of different things. And like I say, it's good to rotate different things. Don't use the same thing every day. It would be like, excuse me, taking the same medicine every day. Pretty soon your body becomes immune to it and it doesn't work anymore. So you want to rotate different things. So one thing that's easy, just to, most everybody has lemons and things like that. That's a good thing. Cucumbers are good. Celery's good. You know, eat a lot of celery or drink it in your juice. It helps clear. It helps cleanse, you know. All that kind of stuff is just really good maintenance. Make sure that you meditate, that you take a little time for yourself. Take a hot bath. This time of year, I like to take a cool bath because it cools me off. It keeps me so that I'm not feeling like I'm about to boil over because I'm so hot. It just helps cool that off, you know. So that's some good suggestions, you know, that people can do themselves. It's easy at home.
Perfect. I know personally, if I don't take the pause and check in, then, you know, it's really easy for you to be pulled out of alignment with the smallest things. So these are really amazing, helpful tips. And we're going to take another brief commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to give you some more exciting tips on how to maintain your energy. Plus, we're going to go into Patty's amazing free giveaway with her Unmasking Her Truth oil, and you could get a free unhooking session. So you definitely don't want to miss this. And we'll be back shortly.
The vibration of change, that magical place where life shifts from struggle to ease, from stagnation to forward movement, from old ways of being to new ways of becoming. If you're like I am, it can be rather elusive to get there, but when you are in it, you feel it down to your very core, don't you? And it can positively affect everything in your life, from your relationships to your health and well-being, from your career path to your abundance. From the quality of that inner connection to the fullness of your self-expression. On the Christine Upchurch Show, we explore ways to get into that vibration of change with experts in the fields of consciousness, psychology, spirituality, health, healing, and science. Join me, Christine Upchurch, every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on KKNW AM 1150 and Transformation Talk Radio, and learn new ways to step into your vibration of change.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Learn to love more fearless with me, Kate, through fun, lively, real conversations as I interview expert guests who have charted a course out of the darkness into the light. Listen live every second and fourth Monday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To connect with me and check out my work as an intuitive healer, guide, and coach, visit LoveMoreFearlessIntuitive.com.
Hello,
friends. This is Terry J. Walker with the I Am Power Hour, and here is your soul-stretching success tip of the day. We all have a path to walk on our journey of life. There's no right and there's no wrong path. It's simply the path we have chosen. We also know that everyone and everything is composed of energy. Just as there's a positive, there is a negative. Just as there's light, there is dark, and of course, just as there is resistance, there is non-resistance. We are the creators of our life story. We are the captain of our ship. We are the producer of our movie. And as we walk our path, we have the free will to use our energy accordingly. I hope you have a wonderful day, filled with love, light, joy, and of course, non-resistant, free-flowing energy. Namaste, my beautiful friends, and I'll see you next time.
Welcome back to Soulful Travel Adventures. I'm Shamise with my wonderful guest, Patty Sexton. And please, if you would like to have Patty read your energy, please call in to 1-800-930-2819 so Patty can help you out if you're feeling a little stuck. If you feel like you're just not being able to move the way that you would like, within your physical body, energetically, within your creation potential, she's here to help. She loves to help. So if there was anything that any advice you could give to our listeners today to help protect themselves, to help, you know, create really solid energetic boundaries with people, what would be your number one suggestion for people who know absolutely nothing about this stuff and they don't know how to clear or read energy or run energy or anything like that? What would be your top suggestion for them?
Well, my mama Patty's Pimp Oil is probably the top selling oil blend if to use something like that. But you can also start using a lot more ginger at home. Infuse it into your foods, put it into your drinks, you know, things like that. A really good recipe for like salads right now is a salad time because it's cool. I mean, it's hot out. You want to eat something cool. So make like a ginger coconut milk salad dressing so that you grate some fresh ginger into there, put it into some coconut milk. Drizzle it on your salad. Ginger is really good for empowering, helping you set boundaries and stay with them. Clove is another one. Clove's a really good one. I like to add it to my coffee or my tea. Again, you don't want to ever put clove oil on your skin directly by itself. It's a hot oil. Same with the ginger. Do not put them right on your skin. The blends are good because it has a lot of different oils for a lot of different things, but you can use those things that you have naturally in your home also, be it clove oil or be it ginger oil or be it ground clove or ginger. Bring them into your diet. That helps with empowering and setting boundaries. Does that help a little bit?
Absolutely. I know personally, especially in the summertime, you know, when it's just hotter and, you know, dehydration can be an issue. A lot of people forget that dehydration also affects your energy running smoothly and optimally. So it's really important to avoid getting dehydrated. So I like to add, you know, lemon slices and cucumber and ginger and all of that into some water and drink it throughout the day, maybe even some watermelon, some coconut, you know, depending on your particular hydration levels, you know, making sure that you stay hydrated is of the utmost importance to run optimally. So get creative, use Patty's suggestions, get super creative, think outside the box. And we have Sue on the line from Palm Springs. Do you have a question for Patty, Sue?
Hi, Sam.
And Sue, you're on with Shamise and Patty.
Hi, good afternoon. Can you hear me?
Hey, yes, we can.
Hi, thank you so much. So I just have a quick question. I am in California. I have all of my four babies here. They're not really babies, but they're all four transitioning. The last one is leaving for college in a few days. So, yeah, they're all great things, but it has just left me spinning just a little bit, trying to find my center, and I do realize it's finally my time. So if there's any advice around where I'm to go next and what's opening up for me, that would be so helpful and appreciated.
Write down all your things that you like to do, things that you haven't done in a very long time because you've been a busy mom, you haven't had time for yourself. Do you want to go on that hiking trip? Do you want to go camping? Do you want to go to the ocean? Do you want to go on a cruise? Whatever it is. Do you want to take dance lessons? You know, anything like that. Write all those down. And so you can find yourself again. Who am I?
Right.
Be creative in what you like to do, be it painting. Oh my gosh, I wanted to take painting lessons for so many years and I've never had time. Now's your time to do that. Open your mind up to find out who you are as a person, not as a mom, but as a person, and see if that doesn't help you. You know, it's very hard. It's hard when you're last baby leaves the nest and it's like, oh my gosh, I feel so empty. I feel so lost. What am I supposed to do with my time now? I've been so involved with school activities, church activities, community, whatever. Find things that you like to do that you haven't been able to do for a long time. And the first thing I always think is write a list, like your bucket list. Prime example. Write a list of things that you want to do and start checking them off as you do them. You know, let your mind go and your body go. You know, if you go out and dance around in the rain for a while just to think about what do I really want to do? Does that help you a little bit?
No, that's very helpful. It's exciting and it's helpful.
Perfect. Yes, Sue, I see the same thing. I just see, you know, a transition point. And so what Patty suggested will help you find some personal stability with this big change. It gives you something to focus on so you don't get lost in the transition.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. We'll chew on that for a while.
Thank you.
Perfect.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
You're perfect. Awesome. You too. So, with that being said, the winner for Patty's Unmasking Your Truth oil and the free unhooking session is Melissa in California. And congratulations for winning. Patty, can you describe this Unmasking Your Truth oil for the listeners so everyone understands what this particular oil and its frequency is for?
Yes, this is for you to stand in your power. Do your passion. Do what you want to do. What keeps you motivated? It will help keep you motivated so that you can do what you need to do. Don't hide behind anything or anyone anymore. Take off the mask. Unmask yourself. Say what you need to do. What is your passions? And don't be afraid of criticism from people. Whatever it is that you're afraid of, you've always stuck your head in the sand, whatever, don't do that anymore. Unmask it and stand to the truth that you need. It will empower you, protect you, make you feel trusted and loved and be safe. You know, you don't have to hide anymore. You can put it on the back of your neck, on behind your ears, or you can diffuse it. It helps you stand in your power, set boundaries, and be protected from them, and trust that you are protected And so you can be motivated in doing your passion, whatever it is that you believe in and believe strong in. And that's what
perfect. The Royals want.
Congratulations, Melissa.
So much for being here, Patty, and sharing all of your amazing insights and your gifts and your blends. I swear by them. I tease Patty all the time that I need to buy in bulk because I seriously use so much of her oils. They help keep me strong and clear and running optimally. And that's so important this year. So if you want to find Patty's amazing goods, go to pattysparadise.net and you will find all of her amazing things. And everyone have an amazing, amazing rest of your week, taking such good care of yourselves. And everyone here at Soulful Travel Adventures loves you. And tune in next time for more amazing people. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Soulful Travel Adventures. We are here to facilitate the growth you need to help you break through your limitations and ignite your soul spark so you can live your life with purpose and passion. For more information about me, Shamise Daniel, visit soulfultraveladventures.com. SOULFULL. And don't forget to tune into my show every first and third Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.